Ever seen that bumper sticker that says, "He who dies with the most toys wins"? Hi, Chuck Bentley here with My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. You know, God's idea of success is quite a bit different from the world's view. The world tells you that you have to look the part. So a lot of people are actually going into debt to maintain what appears to be a successful lifestyle. But as God's people, it's vital that we not fall into the enemy's trap of viewing wealth, influence, and power as indicators of success, the very same things the devil used to tempt Christ. Within the church today, we often see two opposing extremes regarding money and possessions. Both are unbiblical. The so-called prosperity gospel teaches misguided Christians that God will give them worldly riches because it is their birthright as his child. They may go into debt and live an extravagant lifestyle, presuming on God. Now, God may or may not provide worldly riches, but he will always provide what we need. Then there's the other unbiblical view of success, the poverty gospel. It says that since the world puts so much emphasis on material possessions and money, Christians should just be poor. But 1 Corinthians 13:3 teaches us that God isn't looking for martyrs who give up everything. He's looking for believers who are willing to give it all up, if that's God's plan. It's a heart attitude, not a bank statement. Now, to be successful in God's eyes, you must surrender to his authority. You need to obey his will for your life and persist in the face of adversity. That means don't give up on God just because things get tough, because he'll never give up on you. Now, before I go, let me remind you about the Money Life Mentoring Program. It's a great way to get help with your finances. Check it out at crown.org, and while you're there, pick up your freebie of the week, 5 Essential Lessons to Teach Kids About Money. That's crown.org.